Never underestimate the power of a poem. In 2002, Salil Tripathi, a writer and freedom of speech advocate, was aghast as he watched bloody Hindu-Muslim riots in India, in Mahatma Gandhi's own home state and his own home state, Gujarat. In 2009, he wrote a poem where he said it made him think about his mother, who had once been a freedom fighter.
You marched with other seven-year-old girls, singing songs of freedom at dawn in rural Gujarat, believing that would shame the British and they would leave India. 5 years later, they did.
In 2002, as riots raged in Gujarat, he remembered his mother's anguish.
Ahute karai koi divas? Can anyone do such a thing anytime? You asked, aghast, staring at the television as Hindu mobs went house to house looking for Muslims to kill after a train compartment in Godhra burned, killing 58 Hindus in February 2002.
That poem was published in a book called Offense, The Hindu Case, one in a series of books from a publishing house called Seagull Books in Kolkata that dealt with religion and free expression. Tripathi uploaded that poem recently on Twitter, and now his account stands suspended. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Did a poem fall afoul of Twitter's hate algorithms? Who knows? Twitter, of course, has said nothing, even as all kinds of luminaries from Salman Rushdie to Amitav Ghosh have protested. The irony is, Salil Tripathi also happens to be the current chair of Penn International's Writers in Prison Committee. He's also been a critic of the actions of India's current government and a right-wing handle that calls itself Deshi Army, which describes itself as swift, fearless, and deadly, is claiming it got the account suspended. They mass reported and complained about Tripathi's tweets, including a podcast on freedom and rights in India with Rohit Chopra of the University of Santa Clara that was critical about the current government.
Rabarara, also an 80-year-old poet, who has been exposed to coronavirus. He's losing mind and he's been kept in jail and he's often in bed, which is, you know, soiled, and he's not in full control of himself. And he's been kept in jail and not given bail.
Whatever the trigger for the suspension, it's mystifying. Accounts that spout abuse routinely run amok on Twitter. Bots spread fake news. But a poem broke the camel's back? Salil Tripathi says he has followed procedure and asked for the suspension to be revoked. He wrote on Facebook, compared to writers who face real threats, abusive messages, doxing, jail terms, torture and death, what I'm experiencing is nothing. I'm comfortable in my chair with coffee by my side on a crisp cold morning with blue skies. Many writers don't have that luxury. No way do I see my situation as theirs. But I do understand now how it feels when someone switches off the mic or takes away the platform. By the time this airs, Salil Tripathi might be back on Twitter and none the wiser about why his account had been suspended. But it should make us all think about the power a private company has to determine what is free speech and what is not, what is hate speech and what is not. As the last US election shows, social media companies walk a tightrope, pulled by all factions, accused of bias by all sides. It's an unenviable job. They are the ones who have to take a call on whether the US president's tweet should come with a warning or be taken down altogether. They have to face angry governments who would like nothing better than to control them to their own advantage. They keep claiming that artificial intelligence and algorithms are getting better at spotting real hate speech and fake news. And then they trip over a poem. That shows that in the end, free speech can never be taken for granted, that technology cannot be its impartial guardian as it claims to be, and the Faustian bargain we have made in trusting our free speech to a company that in the end is not accountable to any of us can come back to bite us. Or perhaps It just shows the unlikely power of a poem.
After reading what I've been writing over the years, some folks have complained that I just don't get it. I live abroad. What do I know of India? But I knew you, and that was enough. And that's why I turned out this way.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.